This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Basically, she's crooked Hillary. I mean, when you get right down to it, she will do horribly on the economy. She's going to do a horrible job on jobs. And you look at what's happened when she was Secretary of State, what China did to this country, it was pillage. I mean, they pillaged this country. They did things to us with trade deficits that were unbelievable. And part of that comes out of the Secretary of State. And you look at the kind of rewards she's been given and her husband have been given. Very, very unfair and very, very bad for our country. And I think that's why, despite very unfair press, I think that's why I'm doing so well in the polls and am so close in the polls.
But she's got $42 million in the bank. You've got $1 million in the bank. How do you run a campaign?
Meaning they've raised.
Campaign.
But that's from a filing, in all fairness, that only took into account one day. But again, I don't want to devote the rest of my life to raising money from people. And, you know, when she raises this money, every time she raises money, she's making deals. They're saying, could I be the ambassador to this? Could I do that? Make sure my business is taken care of. I mean, give me a break. All of the money she's raising, that's blood money. That's blood money. Look, she's getting tremendous amounts of money from Wall Street. She's going to take care of Wall Street. She's getting tremendous amounts of money from lots of people. She's going to take care of all those people.
Well, you know, Scott, I got to tell you, I think that this is part of the charm of Donald Trump, and what, you know, give him kudos and give him credit for the fact that he self-funded his campaign and the primaries. Now, whether or not he can do this, and he wants to put up, $1 billion out of his own, his own treasure chest, that's yet to be seen, and we'll see what happens there. But he just does not, at this point, I guess, they were saying like one million. She's got all these other millions that she's raised up. But how many favors and, that are tied to that money? That's the point he's making.
Because, which they've proven that she does do that.
Yeah. That's what professional politicians do. You know, it's like we were talking with Matt Whitaker moments ago. That's in their DNA. That's the way they operate. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, stories of her when she was a little girl, 7 years old, in her dad's office. He's a mayor there in Chicago, I believe, and so she's sitting there, and you know, at 7 years old, as precocious as she was, and you know, people are, you know, trying to get a hold of her dad, and her dad turns over the phone, supposedly, the story goes, and she says, okay, what's in it for us? I mean, this is what professional politicians do, and you know, it happens so seamlessly and so repeatedly that they can't keep up with it. And so, they get away with it. I say they. The officials and those that are supposed to enforce the laws and, you know.
Well, there used to be a time where you had another job besides politician.
Yes.
Politician was something that you did, you know, you didn't do it all the time.
You did it for a couple of years. You went and served your country.
Well, but you didn't have to do it all the time.
Exactly.
You know, which is why still today they have those breaks. It was so that way people could go back and do their other jobs. And
their other job now is fundraising.
Well,
that's what they do.
They let them
go to go fundraise, so they go back home and fundraise and justify their existence to everybody.
Politician is the job.
Yeah. It was never intended that way by our founding fathers, but this is what we have. You know, again, these are all part and parcel to why this country is on the wrong track, and people are feeling, you know, this increasing uncomfortability with this government that has taken over, the position that it's supposed to be a government of, for, and by we the people. It's become a government of, for, and by the elites and by these professional politicians. And so how do you like me now, huh?
Well, I don't. I think it's absurd, and I think that because it's become a job the way it is, that we've taken out a vast majority of our smartest people.
Yeah, without a doubt, I agree with you. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, we always love hearing from you. Your opinion counts here. It really does. This is one of these, forget about the political correctness. We're totally politically correct free zone, okay? We gotta hammer this out. And sometimes in starting the conversation, especially when we haven't had it for a while, it can be a little bit of a challenge. And I understand people can be challenged by it, but, you have a safe zone, but it's at your expense. And, this is what's been happening. We haven't been able to have a conversation and be able to tell it the way it is and share each other's reality. But here it is at Bill Martinez Live. We're committed to that end. Paul Aaron is with us right now. He's the director of publications for the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation, the author of the popular Unsolved Mystery series. He was previously a reporter for the Virginia Gazette, executive editor at Simon & Schuster, and editor at Doubleday. Paul Aaron, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. I love history. I love your book, Founding Feuds. A lot of people consider what's happening in election 2016. They go, oh, my goodness, it is just so contentious. That's been America. I mean, we started with a revolution, and the seeds of revolution continue, don't they?
It is the nature of democracy to be contentious. We do tend to think of politics today as nastier than it ever has been before, and it can get pretty nasty.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt that the founders, much as we may admire them all, they didn't always agree on everything, and they often disagreed just as vehemently and just as nastily as we do today.
Yeah, well, thank God we're not having any duels out there. You know, you don't see Barack Obama and Newt Gingrich firing, lead at each other, you know.
That is true, but they did indeed have duels back then. I mean, it's amazing when you realize how often they disagreed that there weren't more duels. But, you know, the most famous one, of course, was the Burr and Hamilton duel. Mm-hmm. This was the former Treasury Secretary of the United States facing off against the Vice President of the United States, and, of course, Burr did shoot Hamilton.
Yes.
It's a remarkable story. The Hamilton and the origins of that duel, that feud, go back to the 1800 election when Jefferson selected Burr as his running mate, with the idea being that Burr would deliver New York's electoral. Burr was from New York, Jefferson from Virginia. And Jefferson correctly hoped that Burr would deliver the New York electoral vote, which he did. At the time, the Constitution didn't yet distinguish between a vote for president and vice president, so they tied with electoral votes, and that sent the decision to the House of Representatives, which was still controlled by Federalists.
Right.
And some Federalists wondered if they might not be better off with Burr than with Jefferson. They were very afraid of Jefferson's ideology. They were very afraid of Jefferson as a Virginian, not a New Yorker. They thought Burr would be more ambitious for himself and not for his party. Hamilton at this point stepped in and said basically, Jefferson's principles are dangerous, but Burr has no principles at all. In fact, I think the exact quote was, he is bankrupt beyond redemption except by the plunder of his country. His public principles have no other spring than his own aggrandizement. He's one of the most unprincipled men in the United States. In the end, of course, Jefferson became president, but Burr certainly never forgave Hamilton for what he said and for perhaps keeping him from becoming president.
Exactly.
And that did lead to their duel.
Well, in his declaration of who Burr was, he forgot to say that he's a good shooter.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Thomas Jefferson, why was he involved in so many personal and political rivalries? What was it about him that, you know, Thomas Jefferson and contention just went side by side?
Well, his critics would probably say that was because he was a hypocrite, that he was the greatest proponent of liberty, and yet he owned slaves, that he fought against the power of the federal government until he became president, and then he was very happy to wield the power of the federal government, that he pretended to be a philosopher and a writer, but that deep down he really did care about politics.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jefferson then and Jefferson now has been attacked for all of those reasons, and that was certainly behind many of the feuds. Yet I also want to add, he was deservedly celebrated then and now. John Meacham, who was one of his most recent biographers, wrote that despite all of his shortcomings, despite all the inevitable disappointments and mistakes he made, that he left America and the world a better place. So I think it's important that we recognize we recognize that the founders didn't always disagree, that they in fact disagreed as vehemently and occasionally more violently than we do today, but that what they accomplished despite all of that was amazing, that not just Jefferson but the founders created our nation. And perhaps that should give us some hope for today, that just because we can disagree on many things, this nation can still, we can still have good reason to hope that this nation can move forward, that
exactly.
Democracy means difference of opinions. The founders didn't always understand this. They certainly thought the future of the nation was at stake. And they certainly disagreed vehemently, and yet they did manage to create this nation.
Well, and here they are. I mean, you know, the First Amendment, free speech, and maybe it was a self-indictment on themselves, as you say, to say, you know, how difficult it is for us to have this conversation, but we need to protect the speech so that people can, you know, have this sense of freedom. I mean, if we're free, it starts with our speech and our expressions so that, you know, these differences can be ferreted out in the marketplace. And because after all, it was the spirit of free speech that, you know, became the foundation and the undergirding and principles of our U.S. Constitution, did it not?
Absolutely. I mean, and it's not as if free speech wasn't something debated then and threatened then. I mean, even during in 1798, the Sedition Act was passed, which was used to prosecute newspaper editors who criticized the government. And Jefferson, who at the time was running, or who would soon be running for president against Adams, who signed the act, really warned that, you know, this was the first step toward creating a presidency for life. That
Paul, we got a break for commercials. We'll be right back with Paul Aaron.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Misena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Give me a hold of me together.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you and the experts that we bring on the show to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. And one of the places I like to go to is history. And we got Paul Aaron with us. And, you know, in light of today's political bickering, you know, you think, gosh, this is just, it's just bad. It's been this way since the beginning of our founding. And Paul Aaron, the author of Founding Feuds, the Rivalry, Clashes, and Conflicts That Forged a Nation, has done the research for you. It's a great book. I highly recommend it. It will, you know, kind of calm us down just a little bit, Paul, because we'll realize that we're just not quite as nutty as we think we are, right?
We're not shooting each other yet. We don't have our politicians shooting each other like Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton shooting at each other.
Well, that's the place where we need to control guns is among the political elite. The rest of us, we can defend ourselves. These knuckleheads, before they get carried away, and thank God we're not at that point, or you know, like in some countries where they just throw shoes at each other.
Right.
You know, so you know, definitely there have been those feuds because it's just who we are. I mean, we're human. We're not perfect, and we're passionate about what we believe in. But you know, this is you know, I think the beauty of our U.S. Constitution. The founding fathers saw it in their, I guess, their wisdom beyond their ages, and just looking at everything that was happening in other governments. You're designing a government from a white sheet of paper. How do you put this stuff together? You know.
Well, you know, you can go even the Constitution. Much as we admire it now, much as we revere it now, much as we depend on it now,
should.
The Constitution, of course, but the Constitution wasn't something that even all the founders didn't agree on the Constitution. I mean, you go back to Patrick Henry and the feud between Patrick Henry and James Madison, mm-hmm. for example. Both were certainly patriotic founders. Henry was the Revolution's greatest orator, the man who said, "Give me liberty or give me death."
Death, right.
Madison was the father of the Constitution, and yet, in 1788, they were very much at odds at the ratifying convention in Virginia to ratify the Constitution. In their debate, Joseph Ellis, the historian, called it the most consequential debate in American history, even more so than the Lincoln-Douglas debate over slavery.
Right, exactly.
Jefferson didn't like Henry at all. Jefferson called Henry all tongue, without heart, without either head or heart. Mm. And Jefferson said wrote to Madison, what we have to do is devoutly pray for his death. But anyway, back to their ratification fight, Henry, as an anti-federalist, argued long and loud and eloquently over 3.5 weeks that the convention went on. He spoke nearly a quarter of the time. And he basically challenged the basic premises. Why does the Constitution say we the people and not we the states? Why do we need a new Constitution? His fear was that it would give too much power to the federal government, certainly a fear that people share today. Mm-hmm. Madison, not nearly as eloquent a speaker. He spoke so quietly that the stenographer at one point complained that he couldn't hear him. But he argued systematically for that the checks and the balances in the Constitution would limit abuses of the federal government and of any branch of the government. And, of course, the Constitution was enacted. One of the ironies of their feud, and perhaps this too gives us some hope for today, is that they did come to see merit in the other's position. Henry did become reconciled to the new Constitution. Now, partly this was because he took satisfaction in the Bill of Rights being passed, which assured him mm-hmm. that some of the abuses he feared from the federal government could not take place. Partly he took satisfaction in revenge. He took revenge in denying Madison a Senate seat and almost denied him a House seat. This is just a point of trivia, but it's kind of fun that mm-hmm. to know that Madison's opponent in running for the House was Monroe, James Monroe, and that was the first and last time two future presidents would run against each other. Meanwhile, Madison embraced some of Henry's arguments. He, along with Jefferson, founded the Republican Party, which was based on strongly objecting to the power of the federal government. So, exactly. Again, their feud was as vehement as anything today. And yet, they did ultimately find ways to see some merit in the other's position and to move forward under the Constitution. Perhaps that's some sign of hope for us today.
And probably, you know, looking back historically, Paul, you would say both men were the better for it. And we, as the recipients, as we the people, are better for the, you know, for their contention.
We are certainly better.
And for their passion.
For both Henry and for Madison and for their passion.
Exactly.
And I think we rightly honor them today. I mean, living in Williamsburg as I do, which is part of what inspired me to write this book, because Williamsburg is so much so central to creating this nation. I have the opportunity to you can literally meet Patrick Henry and meet James Madison on the streets of Colonial Williamsburg, and it's tremendously exciting still today to see them talk, to hear them talk, to hear them debate.
Wow.
And to see that, you know, that yes, they disagreed vehemently, but boy, they both had something to say that was worth listening to.
Exactly. Speaking of disagreeing vehemently, tell us about Griswold and Lyons.
Well, that's another example of not too hopeful an example of the tensions of the time turning violent.
Right.
Matthew Lyon was a Republican congressman from Vermont, Roger Griswold, a Federalist from Connecticut. In 1798, the two were in the middle of what was really a full-fledged brawl right in the halls of Congress. Lyon was a newspaper publisher, and he said in Congress that if he ran a paper in Connecticut, the people there would replace the current representatives, and he obviously had Griswold in mind, and Griswold overheard this, as Lyon intended, made a comment about Lyon wearing Lyon ought to wear his wooden sword. This was an insult to Lyon, alluding to a story, and it's not clear if the story is true, that Lyon was court-martialed and sentenced to carry a wooden sword. At that point, Lyon spat in Griswold's face. What followed were a couple of weeks of the House voting on whether or not to expel Lyon. The House, in the end, could not muster the two-thirds vote to do so. At this point, Griswold took matters in his own hands, and these are Griswold's own words I have right here. He said, "I called him a scoundrel and struck him with my cane and pursued him with more than 20 blows on his head and back until he got a pair of tongs," I assume he's referring to fireplace tongs, "when I threw him down, and after giving him several blows with my fist, I was taken off by his friends." And he then described how Lyon had blood running down his face. We haven't gotten to that point, I hope. The underlying hostility, of course, was not over just the insults. Republicans had been ridiculing Federalists as aristocrats, and Griswold fit that image. He went to Yale. He was a lawyer. And Federalists at the time equated Republicans like Lyon with mob rule. They didn't like immigrants, and Lyon was an Irish immigrant. They feared the press, and Lyon was a newspaper publisher.
Unbelievable. So much has not changed from then to now. It's just, a more passionate or maybe some might say less passionate demonstration of it all. Paul Aaron, thank you so much for being with us. The book is available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You will enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. Teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And as always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know and how to connect with over 282 of our affiliates across the country, including shortwave around the world. Well, it's the summer season getting underway here. And this was kind of interesting for me because I didn't think about it this way, that usually it's around Christmas time where toy season is humongous. But this is actually the second largest season for toys, with between 10 and 15% of total retail sales occurring from the first days of summer through Labor Day, which is approximately about $6 billion worth of sales. That's a billion with a B, ladies and gentlemen. Now, parents look to provide diverse play experience that encompass active physical play, story-based play, which includes toy-based on the current hot movies and, of course, the hottest toys of the season, sometimes all three together. Well, with us right now, to this point, the one, the only, he is the toy guy. Chris Byrne, I know you're the content director for TTPM, but to be the toy guy, I mean, how do you get that title? That's a cool title.
You know, I got that title from a guy by the name of Chuck Woolery. It's back on again, called Home and Family on the Hallmark Channel. Uh-huh. And they used cue cards, and they were standing in where he couldn't see them, and he couldn't get my name, so he just started calling me the toy guy, and I kept going back there, and he was so tickled by that he just always started calling me the toy guy, and it was just really funny, that we did it, and then I trademarked it.
Well, there it is. Well, good for you. You deserve it. So you get T-shirts to say, I'm the toy guy. You know what?
Right, I'm the TM.
Hey, let's talk about the hot toys for summer, okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, one of the great things about summer is my mom, when we would say to my mom, I'm bored, she would go, no, you're not. Go figure something out. And, you know, it's a great time for classic toys, toys that don't cost as much as other times. I mean, something as simple as bubbles, which we've seen history of bubbles back to the 17th century. What's new this year are bubbles you can eat.
Really?
A
wow.
Called Candylicious Bubbles from little kids. Many manufacturers for years have tried to figure out a formula that was a sustainable bubble that could actually was candy. This company, Little Kids out of Rhode Island, has finally done it. The bubble blower is about $12.99, and of course there's refill packs. And yes, it's sugar, but you don't have to worry about it because kids are running around and you can't really get that much of it. So it's just really, you know, the whole silliness of being able to eat a bubble is to appeal to kids.
Well, how much fun is that? I mean, here they are chasing down the street, trying to chomp down a bubble. I remember we'd chase down, you know, run down the street just trying to pop the bubble, but now you get to chew on it for a while. Why not?
Right, exactly. You know, another classic, the ball. Balls have been around for, you know, as much as human history. They found balls in the pyramids when they opened them up. Sky Bouncers and Sky Balls from Maui Toys take this classic play pattern, and they amp it up. They've added air and helium inside, so you've got a vinyl ball is about 3 inches in diameter, filled with air and helium, so it'll bounce about 75 feet.
Wow.
The Sky Bouncer is like a flying disc with an inflated rim, so you can bounce it, you can throw it like a flying disc, and they go really far, and so when you lose them over the house, you can go buy another one.
Yeah, you can play catch with somebody who's on the seventh floor of a building or something, right? Just stick their head out the window and bounce it up there.
I never thought of that. That's awesome.
Hey, well, there's one. You can trademark that one, too. Hey, let's talk about encouraging our kids to have different play experiences. What's in your imagination on this?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things. Kids have each kid has a sort of inherent play style, and they love to have different play experiences. In fact, when we watch kids and we say, "Show us what you play with," they'll show us all kinds of different things, from things on their tablets to balls to games, and really. You know, it's really whatever the kid is wanting to do at a given time to express themselves, have a new experience, or explore the world. All of that's really important, and I think that the toys foster that. Sometimes the toy is just an inert piece of plastic that the child animates with his or her imagination. And I think that's really important because the play is really a form of self-expression.
Well, we're talking with Chris Byrne. He's director of content and one of the spokespeople for TTPM. And he brings 30 years of industry experience to the toy industry. In the toy industry, his role. At Time to Play, Chris oversees the toy review process and the editorial team, bringing his knowledge of toys education and child development to his role. So he's just an overall fun guy, as you can imagine. I mean, if you play with toys all day long and you're being around kids, I mean, you cannot, number one, be bored or depressed.
You really can't, and it's really fun watching kids, and you know, kids are always aspiring to do more. I mean, one of the big things for summer, of course, is water blasters. A company called Busby Toys has introduced a whole line called Water Warriors, and we love these. These made our most wanted list this year because they're very reasonable. The biggest one is about $19.99, called the Gargantua. They hold a lot of water, and they're really well engineered, and they don't leak. You know, that's really important because it's frustrating for a kid to be getting wet, you know, from a leaking water blaster.
Yeah, because you want the water to go out. You don't want it to come back on you. This is not a boomerang type of water blaster, right?
No, exactly. And one of the things that Busby did was they created one called the Outlaw, which is designed for younger kids, 5 and up, because parents tend to forget that water is heavy. A pint weighs a pound. So when you've got a water blaster, a big water blaster and a little kid, it can sometimes be a problem when it's full. So this thing called the Outlaw, I don't know, it holds about 30 ounces, which isn't that much, but it has really high performance. And again, that's only $11.99. So it's a lot of play for not too much money.
That's great. Well, what's the developmental value of the different toys of play kids engage in during the summer?
Well, I think it's definitely one where the child is in control of the play experience. So whether it's a ball or a doll or a blaster, allowing kids to play at their own level to get more sophisticated, especially if younger kids play with older kids, they're learning things as they play and having new experiences. And you know, we see kids like try to do something like bounce the ball. We think it's repetitive, but with little kids, especially infants, you know, that every time they're bouncing a ball, they're creating new experiences, a new understanding of how that ball works. And
right.
It looks repetitive to an adult, but for a child, it's very engaging and it's very simple. And I think some of that play can be a lot simpler than a lot of people think it has to be.
Well, maybe if we got some of these politicians to play with the ball a little bit, maybe we might have a little bit more peace around this place. What do you think? just sidebar. You don't have to answer.
I always think play can enhance almost any experience.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we need. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton just, you know, playing ball, just back and forth. That'll work good. Wow. Parents, I want you to know something. The toy guy, you know, Chris Byrne, he says boredom. There's value in boredom, so don't panic when your child says they're bored, right?
Absolutely, you know, and being bored is really sort of the gateway to creativity. What am I going to do here? And I think that you shouldn't, as a parent, you know, let the kid be bored. Let them figure it out. Don't rush in and solve the problem for them. Let them figure out what they want to do, and you might be surprised. I mean, mm-hmm. I think my mother was very surprised at some of the things we came up with, but it really is. Putting the child in control of the play experience lets them feel at whatever level they are that they are in charge. And I think that that's really important, and it builds leadership and it builds confidence. And I think it's a really, really great way in the play forum to allow kids to express themselves.
You know, Chris, I think about today's generation. The options that are available to them is just incredible, including in the toy field. But what I find most amazing, just like you stated earlier, some of the old classics just will not go away. I mean, give me a ball, you know, give me the traditional toy, and it goes a long way, right?
Absolutely, because every kid brings their own imagination and their own personality to that. It's really sort of a blank slate that they can create anything they want, and I love that. I think that it's you know, I loved Matchbox cars, and some days I would crash them together, and some days I'd line them up and race them. And it really is just whatever sort of you're experiencing in a day, creating that play experience.
Well, Chris, we got about 30 seconds. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
You can come to ttpm.com. You can see videos of all of these toys, and we have a price tool you can click through to buy at the lowest prices online.
Chris, great ideas. Chris Byrne, content director for TTPM, also known as the Toy Guy, of course. Chris, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great summer, huh?
Thanks, Bill. My pleasure.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, with all the craziness that's been going on in Orlando and the call and pressure on first responders, it really brings to focus here not only the pressure but the stress that first responders have to endure. And right now we're fortunate to have with us Rob Michaels. He's the CEO and founder of Serve and Protect. It's a nonprofit international organization dedicated to facilitating trauma resources for public safety professionals and their families. Rob Michaels, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. And thank you for this vision that you have on behalf of our policemen and our first responders. You know, so often we think about the victims and the people involved in these stressful events. And, you know, sometimes outside of 9/11, when we became very sensitive to the kind of pressure and the stress that goes along with being a first responder, sometimes we just take it in stride. Maybe part of it is because the police and our first responders, you know, they see this as their job. It's a natural thing. They're almost embarrassed to receive any kind of recognition and praise for what they do, but we need to really look into the kind of stress and pressure that they endure on our behalf, don't we?
Yes, sir. You know, the statistics are not good. I was a police officer. I was on patrol and in the detective bureau in Norfolk, Virginia, an MP before that. Statistically, 85% of public safety of first responders have symptoms of post-traumatic stress. Now, I'm going to tell you it's 100% because you can't unsee what you have seen. The
yes.
first fatality, the first homicide, you can't get that out of your head. I can remember a quintuple fatality when I was a rookie. Five guys, their necks got broken in an accident. I remember one of the last ones when I was a detective. I pulled up on an accident, and it was an 18-year-old college freshman who had been broadsided and driven into a telephone pole by a drunk driver, and I heard her breathe her last breath. 75% of police and 87% of firefighters are divorced. I mean, these are bad statistics.
Right. Well, it's tough because of the stress that goes with the job, and I can only imagine. Fortunately, we don't have Orlando events all the time or Newtown events
right.
all the time, but you imagine what those first responders endured, and the memory that's seemingly indelibly marked in their consciousness coming upon those scenes.
You know, our guys too often don't report what they're feeling because they suffer in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I call post-traumatic stress an emotional wound.
Mm-hmm.
And like any wound, if left untreated, it can be deadly. One of the most shocking statistics is every 17 hours a police officer commits suicide. That doesn't even account for retired guys.
Wow.
Who have lost their identity. Who are they now? And so when they see these sights, when they hear the sounds, I mean, can you imagine walking into all of the carnage in Orlando,
yeah, exactly.
hearing cell phones going off, you know, people gasping their last breath? It's a horrible sound, and it's one they'll never forget.
Yeah, and you see those texts like that young man texting his mother that they're going to kill us. You know, he's going to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you deal with that?
You know, the best thing to do for all people that work in emergency services is to have a regular checkup with a mental health provider. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. It just means it gives you a safe person to talk with that has confidentiality, even a chaplain. To just say, you know, here's what I'm feeling. Because trauma is a normal response to abnormal circumstance.
Exactly.
You know, post-traumatic stress is not exclusively for those that work in emergency services or the military. You know, a young lady that's been assaulted. When I saw the story about Erin Andrews and what she went through, mm-hmm. that's trauma.
Yes.
When you see young girls attacked on campus, that's trauma. And they need to have the same kind of mental health treatment by a certified trauma therapist that understands trauma to help them through that time, to help them get that memory where it needs to be in their long-term memory.
Well, and like you say, Rob, here is that physical wounds left untreated, an emotional wound can be equally deadly. And when you look at these statistics, that 17 hours, every 17 hours, a law enforcement officer is committing suicide. 85% of first responders experience some elements of PTSD. And this is only what you can best understand because, questionably, the information is it's not quite there. I mean, we're still in the early stages of accumulating this information, and most police officers, first responders, have that idea, even though there's women involved here. But big boys don't cry. You just suck it up. You move on, and you get over it. You don't talk about it, right?
Well, right. When I was a police officer, I was trained by the guys that were trained in the 50s and 60s.
Mm.
They're tough guys. And you pretty much just suck it up and move on.
Mm.
I was not a nice guy back then. Fortunately, I had a partner named Drew Grant that he turned me around. He challenged me one night and said, "What are you doing?" And had it not been for him, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing by the grace of God.
Exactly.
But what we do is every time our phone rings, every time we get an email or a Facebook message or get connected through LinkedIn, you know, we get people asking for help. And so what we do is we locate trauma resources in their area that takes their insurance. Generally, it's a therapist mm-hmm. that understands their job, but we can also get a service dog and equine therapy because we want to make that experience a good one, or else they may not go back and get the help they need.
Yep.
And we do it for free. We're mm-hmm. a nonprofit.
What kind of exposure and vulnerability is an officer subjected to? And because I imagine every city is different and how they deal with this. You know, some perception might be because you know, some of the old school, you know, lessons may still hang over that you just suck it off and, you know, suck it up and move on. And if you're unable to do that, that presents some sort of vulnerability and weakness on the part of the first
right.
responder or the officer. So at that point, you know, are they willing to, you know, subject themselves to the threat of a lost job?
fortunately, we're getting more and more calling us. In 5 years, we celebrate 5 years July 1st, and we'll have helped about 2,500 people.
Wow.
And you know, our partner, Safe Call Now, runs the crisis line. They put more, you know, equal amount. They find residential care if there's an addiction involved. There's not always an addiction involved with post-traumatic stress. That's a, it's a byproduct.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what we try and do is we've got, you know, colleagues that go out and do seminars about this. I do seminars about it. We go to departments and put this on. We try and let them know, here's what to look for. Look for in your situation. If at night you get anxious, you get angry and don't understand why, you're depressed, you know, you're hyper-vigilant, you're always looking around to see who's behind you.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that start coming up with post-traumatic stress. And, you know, if they call and ask for help, we're confidential. If they call us, their department doesn't even know. We never speak to the department. Now, more and more, we're getting department personnel calling, going, listen, I got a guy that works for me, and I think he needs some help.
Mm.
Because the newer people in charge are understanding, why throw away a 16-year veteran when we can get him the help that he needs instead
exactly.
of trying to train a new one?
You think of the asset of 16 years of experience, and you're going to chuck that aside like bad rubbish or something? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is a fellow officer that has been well-trained. There's lots of value in that individual, and to just cast him aside. And sadly, you know, we've had to learn the hard way, and experience has taught us that that's not the smartest way to deal with this, is it?
It is not, and unfortunately that happens. Had a guy in Florida that... 16-year veteran. He went into employee assistance to ask for help. They put him on administrative leave, and ultimately he ended up losing his job.
Mm.
I have a guy here in Tennessee that pulled up on a screaming woman in the middle of nowhere. Her husband was going to kill her. He ran in the door to save her. The husband shot him twice. He did kill the husband, was given a medal by the governor, and his department sent him a letter saying, due to your injury sustained on the job, you can no longer serve as a deputy. We're having to terminate you. Rather than give him the support that he needed and put him in a light-duty job until he recovered.
Exactly.
Now, somehow, Bill, don't ask me how, but somehow that story got to a local reporter, an investigative reporter, who went down and talked to that sheriff. And, you know, oddly enough, that sheriff said that was a mistake. We're going to bring him back.
Well, yes. Yeah, well, smart move on the sheriff's part. But, you know, unfortunately, I mean, how many stories like this are unreported? And, you know,
right.
You got people's lives that are devastated. And for what? Because they're doing a good thing?
That is correct.
That's...
Our guys, you know, it's funny when they call me, they'll go, does anybody else deal with this?
Yeah.
And I'll tell them, you need to know something. We ain't right. I mean, who takes a job running after guys with guns and going into burning buildings? But these are heroes.
Without a doubt.
These men are noble, these men and women. And they put their life on the line for their communities every day.
Well, Rob, we got about 10
building.
We only have about 10 seconds left. Where can the people go for more information?
Serveprotect.org. That's our website.
Serveprotect.org. Rob Michaels has been our guest, CEO and founder of Serve and Protect, a former police officer himself. Rob Michaels, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Looking for